We're great at making assumptions, aren't we? We see someone in what we at least call a position of power and assume that things are really working out pretty good for them. Assumptions, they can also be made by those who fall into a personal challenge or a problem at some point. They assume that the solution will always be easy, or they try to go it alone because, well, they assume that no one wants to either be burdened by them or will understand them. The next guest with his new book brings some reality to these and many other assumptions that people make when they fall into a mental health crisis or have someone near them take that fall. His story puts the assumptions on the shelf and instead brings to the forefront the needs that have to be addressed, the empowerment that needs to be engaged, the belief that recovery is always, always possible. He shares this in Lost and Broken, My Journey Back from Chronic Pain and Crippling Anxiety. He is a 14-term member of the Congress, representing Washington State in the U.S. House, where he is also the top Democrat in the House Armed Services Committee, Representative Adam Smith. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
And you can follow Representative Smith on Twitter at Representative Adam Smith. On the web, it's adamsmith.house.gov. We have those links over at our homepage. Title tips off a great deal of the start of the story, at least. Chronic Pain, Crippling Anxiety. How does one wind up becoming the second?
In this particular case, they were two separate things, actually. And that's one of the confusing things about all of this. I mean, I guess if you look at it from the standpoint of anxiety, depression, and some of the basic mental illnesses and chronic pain, yeah, I would guess that, gosh, tens of millions of people in our country at one point or another have suffered from some combination of those three things. And one of the challenges in going after it, particularly when you have both, is how are they related? In my case, I did have two separate problems. I mean, certainly the pain made the anxiety worse, and the anxiety made the pain worse. But there are many instances when people do have chronic pain that is directly linked to the mental illness they're suffering, the anxiety, the depression. And there's a whole lot of analysis out there about how you need to approach it to, number one, correctly diagnose it up front. You know, what are you dealing with? And then how do you treat it? So they do mix, but not always are they the cause of each other. And that gives you just a small flavor for how challenging it can be to navigate it when you start experiencing these symptoms.
And certainly every case is going to have its variables, but in your situation and your experience specifically, is it something that evolves and grows, or is it literally a flick of a switch and all of a sudden you go from light to dark?
Yeah, it's both, actually. And that's what sort of, you know, threw me a little bit. So I have been a high-stress person my entire life and certainly had some issues in my childhood. I was adopted and have some problems in my adoptive family. And, you know, there were things out there, but I never for one second thought of those things as being at all related to a mental illness. And for the most part, for the first 40 years of my life, it never really crossed over into that. And I had one bout of like 5 months of really bad depression when I was 25, but it went away. I never did anything about it. I never thought it was anything. And then when I was 40, it did feel like a switch had flipped. All of a sudden, I had this uncontrollable existential fear that wouldn't go away. I mean, day in and day out. It was constant, and I didn't know exactly where it had come from. That too, went away in about 5 months after I saw a psychiatrist. I took some anti-anxiety meds for on and off for a few months, went away, and so I just didn't think about it too much either. But then in 2013, it came back and flat wouldn't go away. And again, it felt like a switch had flipped in 2013. All of a sudden, this anxiety overcame me. And then I really had to dive in and say, okay, what's really going on here? So it can be both. It can be a lot of little things in your life that you never properly dealt with. And then sometimes it can just overcome you in the moment. And then, of course, after that is when hip and now I had pain my whole life, but that too became more than I could handle when it sort of moved down to my hips. That's a long story. But I spent a lot of time wondering, okay, the anxiety came first and then the pain. Is the pain because of the anxiety? It turns out in my case, the answer was no, but it's something you have to think about.
And I guess the value of being honest with yourself. Otherwise, if you're not going to do that, how is anyone going to reach in and help you get out of where you're in?
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things when people, I mean, obviously it's a long, detailed story, but if you're listening to something like this, you want to know, okay, well, what's the takeaway? And one of the big takeaways is what you just said. If you're going to get to a good mental place, you have to be honest with yourself. I mean, there are a whole lot of things that happen in our lives, and it can fall into something that, you know, we're not happy about a situation in our life, but we bury it because, you know, what's the point? You're unhappy in your job, you're unhappy in a relationship, or you're unhappy about something that happened to you 20 years ago that you felt like you never really got justice for. Or on the other side of it, maybe you've done some things in your life that you feel guilty about, that, you know, you think you made a mistake or you did something wrong. And so you bury it and you act like it's not a problem. Number one biggest thing in getting to proper mental health, you have to at least be honest with yourself. You know, we all have to sort of manage our lives and get along with the people in our lives. And I will confess to you that being honest is not always the best policy in that regard. But with yourself, if you're not honest with yourself, it can cause major mental health problems. And that's a lot harder than it may at first sound.
Especially if you're honest with yourself and you don't like the picture you see all of a sudden, but then it's up to you to change that picture and, you know, not just Photoshop it, but actually physically and emotionally change things. We're talking with Representative Adam Smith, Lost and Broken, My Journey Back from Chronic Pain and Crippling Anxiety, on Twitter at Representative Adam Smith, adamsmith.house.gov on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Your story also brings to light, again, going back to the intro where I referenced assumptions, one would assume that someone in your position would have a red carpet access to health care. That doesn't always mean it's going to be great health care.
Right. Well, there's two things. First of all, access is almost always a challenge for most people. I'm a member of Congress, so I know some people. I do not have limitless resources. I grew up in a blue-collar family. I'm a career public servant, so I was a little bit restricted in that regard. And yeah, it is difficult to find help. And I would, you know, I saw a lot of different therapists on both the mental and physical health side, and about half of them weren't even covered by insurance. So you then have to figure out whether or not you could afford to do that, even if you have insurance. So access is a challenge, but so is the second thing that you pointed out. You know, you can find help. Is it the right help? And our health care system in this country, and I can't speak for other countries with any great knowledge, but it's not great at helping people. They have a lot of technical knowledge about diseases and different things, but when it comes to actually having a conversation with a health care provider to try to figure out, you know, to first of all get them to listen to you in terms of what the problem is, the second all, to understand what they're saying. So you can find providers who may not be helpful. That's certainly what happened in my case. I saw probably a dozen psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists on the mental health side before I found one who told me the one thing that really got me on the path to getting better. It took me about 3.5 years even after he told me. But at least he got to the root of it that the other dozen or so didn't. On the physical health side, gosh, I saw physical therapists, chiropractors, I saw dozens of people before I finally found a muscle activation therapist who really taught me how my body works. And ultimately, that's what these two people did, the psychologist and the muscle activation therapist. They listened to me, they understood where I was coming from, and they taught me how my mind and my body works so I could better understand it and better heal what was ailing me. But yeah, it's not just access. You have to figure out how to get a relationship with a healthcare provider to get them to really understand you and for you to understand what's wrong with you and what to do about it. And that is a challenge in many, many cases.
I mean, it's easy to say become an empowered patient, but it's a challenge if you feel like, okay, that person on the other side of the desk obviously knows more than I do because look at all those degrees on the wall. So I'll just sit here and nod my head.
Well, look, and that's the way I approached it. I mean, I approached it from the standpoint of, and look, I know politics. There's a whole lot of things I know a lot about in my profession, you know, politics, public speaking, armed services issues, defense issues. But when it came to healthcare, particularly mental health care, when the anxiety hit, I had literally no idea what was going on. But I assumed there were people out in the world who would. Okay. So I'll go in and I'll see one of them. They'll tell me what's wrong with me, tell me how to fix it. And I will listen to them and I will do it. In healthcare, you need both. You're not going to be able to solve it on your own in most cases, but you are going to have to be part of that solution. And part of that, like I said, is a criticism of our healthcare system. I do think that the healthcare profession, they do not communicate well. They do not listen well. They do not work in a cooperative, problem-solving way with their patients as much as they should. But part of it also is because this is tough. This isn't easy. I mean, human beings, I mean, we're all different. And little subtle differences in symptoms or basic makeup can make a huge difference in what you're going to do about the problem you're facing. So it's a combination of those two things that make it such a challenge but make it so important that as an individual, you do have to take some responsibility for finding the solutions to mental and physical health problems.
And as I said again in the introduction, certainly you put on full display in Lost and Broken, better solutions and better paths are always available, and you don't have to go at it alone. You have a family, you have friends, and even telling your story, don't feel you're going to be a burden. If someone doesn't want to listen, then they're not going to listen. But if someone, you might be surprised that someone would say, hey, you know what, I got an aunt that's going through the same thing. Here's what she's doing.
Exactly. Not everybody is going to help you, but you will always be able to find people who will. So I think that's a really important point and why it's so important to get past the stigma around mental health issues to get people to talk about it, because that's the first step to finding a solution is laying the problem out there. I mean, if you don't lay the problem out there, you're never going to find a solution.
Which can lead to a whole other conversation we may have another time when people are mocking public figures going through mental health issues. Well, they're sort of neglecting how that non-public person is looking at that mocking and saying, well, I don't want that to happen to me.
Yep.
I'll just shut up and go sit in my corner in the dark room and no one will bother me and I won't bother anybody. But with Representative Smith's book and his true heartfelt story of his challenges, his efforts, his determination, that's one of the key elements, too, that you have to try to hold on to in any possible way that you can, either within yourself or from those around you. In Lost and Broken, My Journey Back from Chronic Pain and Crippling Anxiety, you will see, I think, a little bit of yourself if you're facing any kind of challenge in your mental and or physical health. And I think what Representative Smith's story is going to do is it'll give you a roadmap that you can personalize for yourself and add that determination, direction, and drive into what you are facing right now. Follow him on Twitter at Representative Adam Smith, on the web, adamsmith.house.gov. Always say this when I come across a book like yours, sir. No one's obligated to make their life an open book, but when someone like you does, it's a valuable open book that so many other people are going to learn from. Thanks for doing that, for being here.
No, thank you. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.